Jesus, criminy.
This is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez,
Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Good afternoon, everybody. We are live for another edition of Talking Sports with Randy Harris. We are both live in studio, sort of both live in studio, taking care of some things right before we go on air. But there will be plenty to talk to, so nothing to worry about there. Randy will be right back. So we have events coming up this weekend. We have Bellator 171. We have UFC on Fox 23. We have plenty of sports news that happened over the week.
Some rinky-dink football game, too.
Oh, what? The news to me.
Yeah, there's some rinky-dink football game on Sunday.
Oh, yeah?
I believe it's up the way in Orlando.
Yeah? What's it about?
Some middle-of-the-road All-Stars.
All-Stars?
Pro Bowl.
Were they practicing?
They've been practicing all week.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you.
Lie to me.
As soon as the Buccaneer season is over, I tend not to watch a lot of football.
Just doesn't the playoffs and Super Bowl, it just doesn't mean as much to you?
No, it truly doesn't. I mean, I watch a little bit of it because I have to.
Yeah.
Not because I want to.
But isn't that kind of the same for the majority of the people out there? Media fans, but fans as well, because if their team's not in the playoffs, then they tune out too.
I don't think so. I think that most football fans, now again, are Buccaneer, you know, locally are Buccaneer fans, but they're football fans. You know, the people that come to the press box every Monday night during the season love football.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing they love more than football is the Buccaneers. But when the Bucs are out, they're still watching football. A lot of those people that paint up and, you know, do all that stuff,
sure, yeah,
they're in Orlando. They're hanging out. Now, I'll give you this much. There's a couple Buccaneers that are there. There's a handful of ex-Buccaneers that are there. So it kind of adds to it. But, yeah, I think most fans are football fans. So, because I've seen posts on Facebook, I've seen statements all over that once football's over, they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
They don't say once the Buccaneer season is over. But I believe that's the same for every fan, for every team, you know, across the country, except for maybe Cowboy fans, because most are in the process of committing suicide. So, I mean, other than that,
got to talk them down.
I think so. I've heard, and I don't know how much I believe this. You know that I don't believe people I believe. So you know people that I don't know I'm certainly not going to believe. But that costs of Super Bowl tickets are falling quickly. Tremendously.
Yeah.
Because of the Atlanta Falcons.
Now, which surprises me because, I mean, obviously they played well enough to get there. It's going to be a good game.
Yeah, but fans that can afford stupid money,
mm-hmm,
unless you are a Falcon fan, you don't want to see the Falcons. You wanted to see the Cowboys. You wanted to see the Green Bay Packers. You know, the more sexier team. So, I mean, I understand the reasoning behind it, that it's dropping. But this is also what I've been told from ticket brokers. So they're trying to get the word out that it's falling so that they can purchase low and sell high. You know, it's kind of like stocks. So the more tickets they can purchase low and then sell high, good for them. So
makes sense.
It does make sense. Well, I know we didn't necessarily start with it, but what a good time I had out in Los Angeles last week. Hanging out for...
There was a lot going on.
Well, there really was. And, you know, and I told somebody the other night, I kind of listed the things that I did. I don't know if I told... Did I tell you what we did Wednesday night?
No. This was before Glory, so no.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go backwards.
Okay.
Sunday was the biggest waste of time I've ever spent. Because I purposely set after the Tito Ortiz fight to be on a red eye. Excuse me. To be on a red eye Sunday. Well, it rained all day Sunday.
Ugh.
So literally, we sat in the mall for a couple hours. We went to BJ's Bar and Grill or whatever for a couple hours. It was a waste of time.
Gotcha.
Saturday, ESPN analyst, Super Bowl champion Kevin Carter, Lightning Steel, John Robinson, and myself went to Felipe's. If you ever go to Los Angeles, go to Felipe's.
Gotcha.
Without a doubt, unbelievably fantastic. Now, the thing that I didn't think about was the protest march that was going on all over the country.
Mm.
And more importantly to me that day, Los Angeles. So it added to the fiasco. But we went out to Felipe's. Then we went out and experienced Bellator 170, the swan song, if you will, of one Tito Ortiz. Tito, who did knock out Radio the last couple weeks, has said this is his final fight. I said on Knockout Radio Wednesday, and he misunderstood at first when I said, if I hear a rumor, he has sworn he will never fight again. I doubt he'd even do any of these little grappling things either. You know, I think he is
100%. I don't know if his body can do it.
Well, and that's what he said. Even though the grappling, it's not as tedious, you know, on his body. But so that was Saturday. What an outstanding event. Celebrities everywhere. And then some clown named John Lovett. So there were celebrities, fans, and a clown named John Lovett. Friday, we went out to Glory, which I thoroughly enjoyed. Glory, bigger gloves, kickboxing, so nothing on the ground. Referees, as soon as you lock up, they break you up. So the action, you know, was a lot of fun.
Constant.
Thursday, we went out and saw the LA Clippers. Played the Minnesota Timberwolves, so that was cool. We ran all over the place. We went to Felipe's.
You ran somewhere?
We did.
And it wasn't the Rugged Maniac?
We ran out to Muscle Beach. So we did a lot of things on Thursday. Wednesday, we got in, I don't even know what time, 10, 11 o'clock. We ran right down to Viacom. We did the radio show that we do Wednesday afternoon. Went back to the hotel to figure out what to do. Johnny Lightning Steel said he was going to go down and get a coffee. Mm. At roughly 5:30.
Okay.
I woke up roughly 4:30 or 5. You do the math.
Yeah, 15 minutes.
Do the math.
You said 5:30 to 5:45?
John Lightning Steel went down to get coffee at 5:30.
Yeah.
Or 5:45.
Or 5:45.
5:30 okay. Or 5:45, somewhere in that area. I woke up at 4:15. Do
okay.
the math.
Yeah.
What am I saying?
You're saying that somebody's watches were wrong.
No.
The time change.
I'm saying I went to sleep and woke up at 4:15 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
John Lightning went down at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
I slept for almost 12 hours.
Okay.
Never mind.
12 hours. That's good.
It's fantastic. That's what we did Wednesday night. We
slept. That's usually what you do at night.
Not at 6 o'clock at night. Not at 6 o'clock at night in Los Angeles.
Hey, if well, it's not like you're the biggest party goer, let's go get shwasted and crunk and get lit and turn up crunk. And crunk.
Crunk?
Crunk.
Not quite sure what that is.
It means exactly what you think it means.
More importantly, since I'm even boring myself... update me on what's going on with the Tampa Bay Rowdies. As I've heard from you experts, there is no way possible that they are going to be accepted into the MLS, yet they continue to move forward like they are going to be accepted into the MLS.
Well, I think that there's been some obviously, if you're talking money, they're not going to make a push and spend the money. Bill Edwards is not going to spend the money to try to make this push if they don't think they have a legitimate shot at making this happen. Now, if you're talking about the TV rights, which has been something that has come up because Orlando City SC are the ones who actually own the television rights within X amount of area from Orlando, and that does include the Tampa Bay area. So that's something that I guess there has been movement on already. There are discussions happening, and they can split part of the market share so that Orlando wouldn't have to give up too much, and Tampa Bay would then be allowed to have the TV rights, which then obviously makes them a much more feasible possibility to be an expansion team for the MLS. So they if they split that, then the MLS could say, hey, to Orlando, with the MLS backing, MLS would then be actually working on behalf of the Tampa Bay Rowdies to do that. So you take more money, let Tampa Bay into the league. Orlando, they're kind of sort of backed into a corner because it's the league that's actually asking for that to happen. What are they going to do? Tell the league no? I mean, could they? It's a possibility. Would they? I don't think they necessarily would. So I have had some discussions with people in the know, and I guess there is a referendum with the city that is talking about the lease for the actual stadium. Now, the lease is going to be 20 to 25 years. Kind of the same situation the Rays are in with the Trop. So you have the extended lease, and especially with the way things have happened with the Rays and the public opinion of the Rays being at the Trop and everything that's going on there, the big thing that we need to make sure everybody understands, the stadium for the Rowdies and the money that would go into it, that is 100% privately funded. That's not something that is paid for by taxpayers. So they're not on the hook for the money, and so that's when you're talking about local support for the team, not only in general, but for the push for MLS, just making sure that taxpayers are not going to be paying for the expansion of Al Lang Stadium down there in downtown St. Pete.
So it would serve no purpose for residents to not want this to happen.
Correct. Because
it's
you're
not going to cost them money.
Exactly. It's not going to be money out of pocket. It's just going to bring money into the area, more money into the area, because then you're talking about another top professional team in a league where that's going to bring jobs. It's going to bring
Really, would it really bring jobs if they're already playing soccer?
They're already playing soccer,
so
yes.
But
your
jobs or money?
I mean, you're talking about a bigger stadium, which is going to take more people to maintain it. You're going to talk about the infrastructure on the corporate level with the team as well, to be able to handle an MLS-sized team dealing with the ins and outs of everything that pertains. So it's going to be, I don't see how it could be a negative thing, excuse me. Plus, you're talking about construction down there because you have to actually go and make the new stadium. So if you're a construction company, you're going to want that to happen. If you need any staffing needs, then you just call up Staff Zone and you're good to go.
Yeah, you have your employees.
TheStaffZone.com, I believe. So
I like it.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a lot of pros and not many, if any, as of right now, cons.
But on the same line, that old saying that says, if it sounds too good to be true, it's not.
It is.
No, I'm saying that it's not, that there's something. And right. So anytime you're told this is not going to cost you any money, somehow it turns around.
Okay, you're going to have to pay MLS ticket prices.
No, I'm saying taxes or whatever for St. Pete residents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't live in St. Pete, So it doesn't necessarily pertain to me unless it's a Pinellas County tax per se. But, I mean, I'm all for it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to badmouth it. I just don't know if Orlando's going to be as willing to give up the rights without a sizable payout.
Hey, if it's coming from
if it's coming from
the Rowdies, we're talking – I'm not entirely sure what the numbers are, but, I mean
– Make it up.
$80
million. Okay, $80
million. $80 million. I don't know. That's a lot.
I would consider it for $80 million. I'll give up my rights.
Well, no, I'm saying that's what the stadium's going to cost.
Oh, I'm just talking about
that. And that's privately funded. But so you think that Bill Edwards has the money to make that sizable contribution.
But I don't see them starting construction. I don't see them moving forward anything that's going to cost Edwards or MLS or anybody any money until they know in writing that Orlando's given up the rights.
Yeah, that is a deal that would have to happen beforehand. And obviously that wouldn't take place until none of that would
get the release.
Yeah, that has to happen because then you're going to have whether or not they're included in the MLS writing on that. So that's what makes the most sense, and what makes the most sense for us is hitting a break. So we're gonna go ahead and do that. Plenty to get to. We'll talk about the MMA events. There's also some local events that we need to talk about. We'll reach out to the phone lines possibly and get more information on that. After this break, you're listening to Talking Sports, brought to you by Waterside Dental. We'll be right back.
Fireball.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
CubeSmart Self-Storage recognizes that people have special storage needs, and that's why our facilities offer a wide variety of storage solutions, including household, business, and vehicle storage. With hundreds of storage facilities nationwide and locations in the Pinellas County area, you will always have a location convenient for you. Check them out at CubeSmart.com. That's CubeSmart.com. CubeSmart, the home of all talking sports, giveaways, and equipment.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Rugged Maniac returns to the Tampa Bay area on April 22nd with some awesome new obstacles and brand new medals. You will not want to miss it. The event features 25 obstacles on the 3.1 mile course, and for just one low price, you will receive your Rugged Maniac t-shirt, race medal after the event, and one free beer as well as free photos. Don't wait. Go to ruggedmaniac.com and get signed up today before it sells out. April 22nd in Dade City, the return of the Rugged Maniac.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
This is Bobby Flay, and you're on Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
That's some new music when I listen. Used to listen to. Oh, the look on your face. I love it. I love it. Just changing it up a little bit. Sometimes variety is the spice of life. And for a foodie like you, I have to imagine you have to respect that part.
I respect everything.
Everything.
Is the NHL All-Star game this weekend as well?
That is. Yes, the 29th out there in L.A.
So, Pro Bowl this weekend, NHL All-Star game this weekend, NBA All-Star game around the corner, another football game next week. A lot of stuff going on over the next week to 10 days.
Yeah.
Anything that surprised you last weekend football-wise? I don't even remember. Where was I? I was out in L.A.
Yeah, you were in.
That's why I didn't see any of the games. Anything surprise you?
The complete and utter demolition of Green Bay. Now, I think the way it happened.
Was it Green Bay being, falling apart, or was it Atlanta just kicked their butt? And a lot of people picked Atlanta both. All along.
Some did, yeah. That's a good point. And that's something that you brought up on last week's show. Is that, pat on the back for you. With Atlanta winning, the Bucs beat Atlanta in the first game of the season. So you're thinking about what happened during the season and how everything turned out, how the Bucs were in striking distance of the NFC South Championship.
But let's don't jump ahead and say that the Bucs beat Atlanta. The Bucs were 1.5 games back, whatever. This could have been the Bucs.
They were competitive. But that's what I'm saying.
Well, I understand that, but I'm saying
I'm not saying they would have been NFC champs.
I'm sure Rib is out there thinking, you said that they beat Atlanta, so Atlanta could, should, would. No, Atlanta did. Tampa couldn't, wouldn't, and didn't. So. I expect this to be a good game next week. It's the number one offense against the number one defense. I'm not saying that New England's definitely going to win, even though I hope they do. Commissioner has said he would have absolutely no issues handing them the trophy. Number one offense against number one defense. Pretty good offense.
Yeah.
Though, going up against a mediocre defense. So you would have to think that a lot is playing into the hands of the New England Patriots. And then there's some of that other crap. Every time the white jersey team has won.
Talking about prop bet.
Yeah,
I think I saw something. There's 400 different prop bets for the Super Bowl. I didn't know there were that many things you could have a prop bet for before any game.
Yeah.
Coin flip.
How long is the national anthem?
Yeah. What is it? 212 is usually
I think it is.
The goal there.
Who scores first? Who fumbles first? Who has the ball turned over first? Who makes the first completion? Who's the first penalty? Is the number of the jersey higher or lower than?
Ridiculous.
You name it, it's going to come up to how many rotations the coin. Do you think I'm kidding?
No, I'm sure that's something that. If there's 400 different things, it doesn't surprise me anymore.
Yeah, on and on and on and on and on. Will the first pass be thrown off the right leg or the left leg? Will the first rush be for over or under 1.5 yards? So you just name anything that you can think of. And, here shows you how much, since I'm not going to cover the Super Bowl this year, I know nothing about it. Who's the halftime? Do you know?
That's how much I've heard about it.
That was always when I did cover the Super Bowl. And I went to about 18 consecutive Super Bowls.
And Lady Gaga.
Okay. Did not know that. My favorite press conference was always the pregame and the halftime show.
Luke Bryan is the national anthem.
Oh, all right. That's not bad. You know, again, that's you're not there watching Luke Bryan because of the national anthem. The halftime show, you are. You know, you're watching the halftime show. Seen some very cool acts at the halftime show. But again, what I was saying,
I think Bruno Mars is my favorite
press conference was always being able to interview the Rolling Stones, Billy Joel, Kiss, Cher. I mean, I can go on.
What was your favorite individual
interview
or group that did a halftime show?
Oh, there's absolutely
to interview and to see
to watch. Absolutely, no doubt it was Shania Twain, and it's not necessarily because
really?
Of her singing.
Okay,
she's not bad to look at.
Right, picking up what you put down.
Yeah, so Shania Twain would definitely be my favorite.
Okay,
God, there's been a lot of. I mean, when the Rolling Stones were there, you know, we're talking to Mick Jagger, Prince, who we didn't get to ask a single question. His press conference was he sang. How bad
really?
Is that?
Okay.
And I'm not a Prince fan, you know, per se. But to be sitting in a room with about 400 other people, I would say media, but other people get in there. And we had our own private concert with Prince.
That's pretty epic right there.
Sir Paul McCartney. Mm. You know, to be able to just...
You're talking about music legends, history.
And I'm sure that I can't remember them all, you know, and maybe after this break, we'll Google halftime. But, you know, Kiss interviewing Gene Simmons was cool.
Mm.
And my favorite question, I did not ask this.
Okay.
And I hope that hopefully the delay will kick in if I get in trouble for this. But I'm not sure. So it's
heads up.
Yeah, just heads up. I won't say anything, any bad words. So Cher came out first, and we interviewed Cher. Then Gene Simmons came out, and somebody asked Gene Simmons if he has ever worked with Cher before. And he said, with her, I've worked on her.
Hey.
Which was pretty funny. It really was pretty funny, to be honest.
It was kind of like the Chael line at the press conference. Should I say it?
As long as you can say it.
I mean, again, it's no...
I don't remember what he said. What did he say?
Regarding Tito Ortiz's ex-wife's profession.
Do you have a problem with what he said?
You know...
All right, let's throw it out as clean as you can.
As clean as you can. Okay, so for those who are playing the home game and not familiar with the fact that Tito Ortiz was married to...
Was he married? Because I thought he was, but I thought he said he was never married to her. They were together.
They were definitely together, and they have...
Two
kids together. So she used to be an adult.
Does anybody in this world not know who Jenna Jameson is? Could there be anybody who would not know who Jenna Jameson
is? I'm sure there might be one or three.
Okay. All right.
Used to be an adult actress. Adult. Perfect.
All right, so those three people that know what that music was would not know who Jenna Jameson is.
There we go. And Tito Ortiz in the past, and many people have said that Chael Sonnen has been able to get into big fights and big payday fights because he has talked his way into it. And
by using his mouth.
So Chael followed that.
Get that dump up button ready.
Yeah, so Chael came up with a very quality line when he said the only person who has made money with their mouth is Tito Ortiz's ex-wife. So,
and Tito lost his mind.
Yeah, that's where he stepped up with the correction, saying, well, that wasn't really a marriage. And then he was comparing their classiness.
I don't have a problem with
non-class.
And I'm a Tito Ortiz guy.
Right.
You know, I'm one of Tito's biggest supporters. Mm-hmm. We're friends. We've hung out together.
All's fair in love and war type mentality.
It's what she did for a living.
Well, and that's the thing. It is 100% accurate.
And Jenna said all Chael Sonnen said was the obvious. That's what she did.
Oh, I didn't know that she came out with a response.
She said all Chael said was the obvious. It is the obvious. If you're going to get upset at what you've done for a living, or what your companion has done for a living, or what your former companion has done for a living, I don't see how you can do that. It's what you did.
Yeah. It's she was okay with it.
Right.
He was obviously okay with it enough to be, with her during that time frame. So, I mean, facts are facts.
Maybe he just needed more to fuel the fire. Maybe, you know, and then after that, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the fight, what happened, the accusations that it was a staged fight. I do not believe it was. Tito Ortiz was on Knockout Radio last week. Obviously, he said it wasn't. The referee of that fight, Big John McCarthy, has said it wasn't. Now, would John say it was if he thought it was? I don't know. I'm asking a question. I don't know.
I don't know because he didn't have a he didn't dictate the outcome of the fight. He can't control if somebody submits or not. Right. So it's not like it would come back on him if he said yeah or nay.
You know, he's not Bill Alfonso, if you know who that is, and of course you don't. Bill Alfonso was a former WCW referee.
Okay.
Back in the 80s or so.
Right.
Maybe early 90s, late 80s. So, I mean, Big John was there doing his job, and he said absolutely not. Randy Couture, former UFC champion, sitting cage side, said that it was a real deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like Tito said, why would he go out this way? Why would he go out staging a fight? He wouldn't fight.
Yep.
He's doing it for the competition. And Chael has said the same thing. Chael has never called it a fight, to the best of my knowledge. Chael Sonnen has always said, the competition. You know, I'm here for the... Well, if you're there for the competition, which I firmly believe he is, it doesn't
make sense. You're not going to throw it.
It doesn't make sense. And like Tito said on the show on Wednesday, and then we'll hit this break, Tito's comment was, if it was staged, why do you have the guy retiring win and not the guy that has five more fights on his fight contract?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That doesn't make sense at all. So with that said, let's hit our second break of the afternoon. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Waterside Dental.
Quandrum Fitness Center, located at 7670 49th Street north of Pinellas Park, just completed a $2 million plus upgrade. The facility is unbelievable, and the new equipment will blow your mind. Give the high-intensity classes, the group classes, or the signature classes a try today. Call 727-827-7979 and set up a visit or a training session with a trainer. Fitness for young hearts and beyond. Check them out at quandrumfitness.com.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
The Rugged Maniac returns to the Tampa Bay area on April 22nd with some awesome new obstacles and brand new medals. You will not want to miss it. The event features 25 obstacles on the 3.1 mile course, and for just one low price, you will receive your Rugged Maniac t-shirt, race medal after the event, and one free beer as well as free photos. Don't wait. Go to ruggedmaniac.com and get signed up today before it sells out. April 22nd in Dade City, the return of the Rugged Maniac.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Hey, this is Jenna Jameson, and you're on Knockout Radio with Randy Harris. And
I love it. The Jenna Jameson liner. Well done.
I wasn't paying attention.
Well done.
What was it?
I didn't mean That's a slow clap right there.
I thought you guys would appreciate that.
High five.
Well, see, now we got to come back to the next one with the DDP then, with the self high five.
No, self high five.
You know,
you can't spoil your own surprise.
Oh, there you go. See, all right. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to get myself in trouble.
Hush. That's awesome.
All right. After, I believe, coming up after the next break, we're going to reach out to Mick Ferrari because it's time. It's been a while, so it'll be time for another Queer Eye with the sports guy. So we will definitely do that.
Do you want to?
Sure.
Do you want to try to get to him a little early?
Whatever. You produce the show.
Okay. All right. Because he's on there right now. let's go ahead and bring him on.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
All things just keep getting better.
And now, Mick Forhaire presents Queer Eye for the Sports Guy with Mick Ferrari. You
came into my life. Mr. Mick Ferrari, how are you? Mick, answer the phone.
Not listening.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How are you? Happy New Year.
It helps to talk into a phone that's up against your ear and mouth.
I see. In the new year, we are just as organized and together as ever. How are you fellas doing?
We are fine. I know that there's a big shindig going on tomorrow, and rumor has it there'll be food there at 10:15. Any truth to that?
There will be some snacks and refreshments all day tomorrow. As you guys know, it is the new year, and this is our very first event and my very first appearance with Talking Sports in the new year. So it's great to talk to you guys. Yeah, tomorrow is our Chinese New Year New You Wellness event. As you know, it's the year of the flaming cock, so I'm all over it. And we're having a big salon event for beauty and wellness tomorrow. We're going to have chiropractic and acupuncture and massage therapy and all kinds of great wellness products and services to help you be your best and feel your best in 2017.
So how does that work, Mick? People are going to come out to Got Split Ends, and there's going to be masseuses there. Do you have to sign up? Do you have to register? Do you stand in line? Or do I just walk?
We're going to have some demonstrations. It's going to be first come, first serve, basically. But we will have some special guests and some, like we said, snacks and refreshments to keep you busy if you need to wait. And it's a great opportunity for us to meet other members of the business community who have reached out to. Our local Pinellas Park Gateway Chamber of Commerce is going to be in attendance, and we're very excited about that. It's our first event with them. And, of course, could not do it without the longtime loving support of Knockout Radio and Talking Sports. So we appreciate you guys. P.S. Wegs, I have some products here at the salon for you if you'd like to come by tomorrow and pick those up and meet some of your fans.
Sounds like a plan.
Nothing. Can I? I got nothing. So hope to see you guys. It's 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow all day. Please join us for our Chinese New Year's Beauty and Wellness Event 2017.
Say goodbye, Mick.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Oh, God. That could have been the worst segment we've ever done.
He never even let you finish what you were talking about. Just bam.
The only good thing, and I want to thank both of you guys. No, seriously, I do.
At any point in time, did he answer what you were going to ask?
I don't know. I threw my headset, so I didn't even know what he said. I do want to thank both of you because at least we have 15, 18.
Gotten that out of the way?
22 minutes to get me in a better mood. You know what I'm saying? If we would have ended with that, that wouldn't have been good.
Yeah.
So he pulled the show down. But now we have 21 minutes to lift it back up.
Let's bring it back up. We
talk to me about the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Well, lost in overtime last night to the Panthers. It was 2-1, and the Lightning just keep on. It was a rough. They've had a very rough road trip. That was a 6-game road trip. They are coming back home on the 31st, so we'll see how. Hopefully they can get things on the right track, but then now they are 22-22-6 on the year, so 500 coming up to the All-Star break. Not where we thought we were going to be. They were actually picked to be the Eastern Conference champions, as well as really strong favorites for the Stanley Cup, And I think it's safe to say that will not happen. They're going to try to get things turned around against the Bruins, who are 25-21-6 coming into town. But you look at the six-game road trip. They lost. They started off with a win in L.A., lost to Anaheim, lost to San Jose, lost to Arizona. They did have a big win against the Chicago Blackhawks on Tuesday, and that was thanks to four unanswered goals. And so there was obviously a lot of offense that just suddenly showed up that they have not had for quite some time. But you're looking at the month of January as a whole, and you're looking at 1-2-3 wins. So
there's something wrong with us. Something very, very wrong with us.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. And I'm sort of surprised. I'm surprised but not surprised at the same time. Because usually if you're talking about a team that is favored to win the championship, there's people calling for the coach's head. We have not heard that with John Cooper. Everybody is still on board, as far as I can tell, with the Lightning, with Coach Cooper. I think, and this is more my mindset, is that you cannot put, you can't be fickle. I mean, fans are fickle. We know that. But you can't be that fickle with a team that has done so well under this coach for a decent amount of time, pretty much since he came in. So I think that there will be some moves that need to be made, and we just did have the move made. There was a trade with Montreal. We sent Nikita Nesterov to Montreal, and we got, we being the Lightning, because I play for the Lightning, right?
Or you own it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm also
part owner and center ice skater.
And head bottle washer. We got Jonathan Racine from the Canadiens, as well as a
Jonathan Obscene. God, if my last name was Obscene, I'd change it.
Sixth round draft pick as well. So he was in the 2011 draft. He was the 87th pick overall from the Panthers, picked in the third round. So he's spent most of his time in the AHL, only has one NHL game under his belt.
So he'll fit in perfectly with us.
Young. Yeah, very young. And then obviously the draft pick will hopefully help next season. So
speaking of trade.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
Baseball, man.
That's a softball. We're going to baseball, but it's a nice segue.
All right, here's what we'll do.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to break tradition, and I will tell us that we'll go to a break early.
Okay.
Because this is something that needs to be vented on for more than 2 minutes.
By you or me?
By both of us and Longoria. So between the three of us, we'll need more than 2 minutes to discuss the trade and how ironic of the trade of who your trade partner is. So we'll discuss that and maybe a few other things. We'll give our predictions on the Bellator main event, catch weight, the main event in Denver with the very special, and this is a huge fight, the co-main event, you do not want to miss. So we'll talk about that and a few other things. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Waterside Denver.
CubeSmart Self-Storage recognizes that people have special storage needs, and that's why our facilities offer a wide variety of storage solutions, including household, business, and vehicle storage. With hundreds of storage facilities nationwide and locations in the Pinellas County area, you will always have a location convenient for you. Check them out at CubeSmart.com. That's CubeSmart.com. CubeSmart, the home of all Talking Sports, giveaways, and equipment.
Quadrum Fitness Center, located at 7670 49th Street North of Pinellas Park, just completed a $2 million plus upgrade. The facility is unbelievable, and the new equipment will blow your mind. Give the high-intensity classes, the group classes, or the signature classes a try today. Call 727-827-7979 and set up a visit or a training session with a trainer. Fitness for young hearts and beyond. Check them out at quadrumfitness.com.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is,
as the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas. Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
The Rugged Maniac returns to the Tampa Bay area on April 22nd with some awesome new obstacles and brand new medals. You will not want to miss it. The event features 25 obstacles on the 3.1 mile course, and for just one low price, you will receive your Rugged Maniac t-shirt, race medal after the event, and one free beer as well as free photos. Don't wait. Go to ruggedmaniac.com and get signed up today before it sells out. April 22nd in Dade City, the return of the Rugged Maniac.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public. West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Hi, this is Wade Boggs, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Self high five.
Speaking of
self high five,
former Rays infielders.
Do you really consider Wade Boggs a former? I mean, he was.
He played infield for the Rays.
I understand that, but
and he doesn't anymore.
Okay. He is a former, but when you think of Wade Boggs, even in the Tampa Bay area, do you think of him as the Tampa Bay Double Ring?
Hell no.
Okay.
No.
It's the first thing we've agreed on in 2 months.
No, no, it isn't.
You're such a jerk. All right, what? What are you going to bore me with now?
Well, we got to talk about Logan Forsythe, the former Rays infielder who was traded away for pitching.
To the L.A. Dodgers.
Jose De Leon.
The staff, yeah.
Friedman, yeah.
You know, went out there. Well, they've made trades with the Dodgers before. Ironically enough, who I've been texting during the show, Toby Hall, went to the Dodgers. How many other? The catcher that's now up in Toronto.
Navarro.
Navarro went to the Dodgers.
Tanner Navarro.
So I just find it kind of weird. Or is that how it's played out? Because Friedman was here. You know, and there's a relationship with ownership and stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, he knows what he's getting. I think everybody knows what they're getting because Forsythe.
A star for somebody nobody's ever heard of.
That's like using the L word.
Call him a star?
The legend word. I don't know if he'd call him a star. He's a career 255 hitter.
Best player on the Rays?
No.
Who's better?
I think Longoria did better last year. I mean, he had a career high in home runs.
Wow. It's about time your star steps up and has a career.
Hey, he's got to at some point in time. No time like the present, right?
I guess.
But so did Logan Forsythe. He had a career high in home runs. He had 20. And he is the only middle infielder for the Rays in franchise history to have more than 15 home runs in back-to-back seasons. So that was an interesting little stat that I saw. But the fact of the matter is, and when I'm saying Friedman knew what they were getting when they traded for him, they knew they were getting a leader in the clubhouse as well. Yeah, he's a solid player. I'm not going to say he's a star. He's a solid second baseman. But he's also a guy that got along with everybody. Everybody in the locker room liked him. And so sending him out there for a young pitcher who has four major league games under his belt, two wins, a ERA is 6.35. Apparently, he was just that highly rated by the Rays because they apparently were not necessarily looking to trade Logan Forsythe. They weren't going to get rid of him. The plan was to keep him for a significant amount of time because, again, he clicked. And once they got wind that Jose De Leon from the Dodgers was being shopped. I guess he was initially in talks the Dodgers were in talks to send him to Minnesota to get Brian Dozier. He was part of a deal with that. I guess Rays really wanted him bad enough, and so that's what it took, was Logan Forsyth. So there's that. We'll see how it plays out, obviously, but I don't necessarily know that De Leon will be a major league starter right away. He'll get an invite to spring training.
So why make that trade?
Really, I don't know. Pitching is something that the Rays have. So I don't know if it's something where they are potentially looking to make other moves. I know Jake Odorizzi is eligible for arbitration. I know that Archer, there have been some, I think, very faint rumors about him potentially getting traded, try to get talent for him. So, and I, at this point in time, I think we're still, you still have to be open to the fact that Evan Longoria may be traded at some point in time, again, to get value. I still don't think that it's going to happen this offseason. I still think that if you're looking at a major league team that's looking for a playoff push, his value goes up, as does Chris Archer's. I was actually honestly kind of surprised with the fact that Smiley got traded to the Mariners. That was a move that I wasn't necessarily seeing right away. But he's also, let's face it, wasn't exactly top of the rotation either.
Yeah, but then you just trade one of your best players. If he's not your best, he's one of your best. Mm-hmm. For a guy that's not even going to make the roster. So you get rid of a guy that's on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
And then trade arguably your top two, top four, top five, whatever, for a guy that probably won't make the roster. Again, is this just dumping salaries? Is that what this is?
He still might. And thank you, Chris, for sending this over. De Leon had 111 strikeouts in 86 innings in AAA last year. I know he also did have some shoulder issues, but the Rays don't feel that that is something that's going to be a long-term issue. I don't know. It could be a salary cap thing, but if they do end up, I mean, what's the end goal, though? If they're trying to make room, you'd have to think that they're trying to bring somebody in who's going to be taking up a lot of that cap space.
Or you're just trying to save money. You know, yeah, you're supposed to spend X, but
do they need to, though?
I don't know.
It's a profitable team. What, regardless of the product on the field, the Rays are making money. So it's not like they're really in a position where they're trying to scrimp and save to afford some superstar. I don't think they are. If they were going to do that, I mean, why don't you go after a bigger name?
Or are you satisfied with the product you're putting out on the field? Again, trying to push a new stadium and not a new stadium in the Tampa Bay area.
So at this point, you are bringing up, I'm not saying you're arguing this point necessarily, but you're bringing up the possibility of just trying to save as much money in preparation for getting out of Dodge.
The move back to Montreal.
You think they'd go to Canada?
There's some talk. There's some talk Montreal getting the team again. And if you were to think, what team would move? Tell me what baseball team would move? What baseball team is primed to move? What baseball team wants to move? Now, I'm not saying they necessarily want to move out of Tampa Bay, but they want to move, right? They want
they
out of that stadium.
They have been very, very aggressively been trying to get out of the Trop, yes.
So if you have the opportunity to move, let's just say for the next 2 minutes, you own the Tampa Bay Rays.
Okay. All right.
What's so funny?
Chris, you go ahead. This is yours.
I was just going to say, you guys were talking about the move to Montreal, Randy. I don't think that the Rays can move to Montreal, and if they do, I don't know what they're going to do with De Leon, because I don't think Donald Trump will let Jose De Leon cross the border into Canada.
No, I think he'll let him go. He just won't let him come back.
All right, so it's a one-way wall? All right, fair enough.
Right, it's the one-way wall. That's right. And the part that you brought up about that they're not able to move, the clause that I was always told about from a city council member about the contract states that the Tampa Bay Rays cannot move and cannot seek relocation. If they are allowed to look anywhere, it voids the contract. And so I'm sticking with that until I'm told differently, that as soon as they get official, you know, I don't know if any of that talk in Tampa has been official. Once it officially they talk to Tampa, they can bolt, according to what's written in the contract from the former council member that was in on those contract negotiations. So when it all is said and done, why wouldn't you leave? I don't understand why fans don't get, if the team is not being supported, if you are a Tampa Bay Rays fan and you claim you're not going to go support them because of the bridge, to me, that's ludicrous. And if it does move, if the team does move over to Tampa, won't it be the same thing? Won't it be the same thing?
The bridge isn't going anywhere.
Right. So
the bridge is still going
to
be there.
So the people in Tampa that have refused to drive over that bridge to St. Pete to go to the team, it'll now be flipped. The people in St. Pete are now not going to go to Tampa to support because of the same bridge. So if you're going to get roughly the same attendance here, and Montreal, who's trying to get a team again, can guarantee X, you're a businessman, why wouldn't you move? Or is Chris saying that Donald Trump's not going to allow the move because he's trying to keep all companies and businesses in the United States and not leave?
Hey, you know, I can neither confirm nor deny either of those.
Okay, so let's say the Rays didn't try to move up into Tampa, but there was talk about property up in the Carillon area right at the southern part of the Howard Franklin Bridge. So you put it as close to both as possible. And so it's only the bridge and not 275 going through St. Pete to downtown.
People are still going to whine about the bridge. I don't think they're whining about that five-mile span once you get off Howard Franklin until you get downtown St. Pete. It's crossing the bridge. And we all know crossing the bridge is awful.
It's abysmal.
We have a 6 o'clock radio show on Wednesday nights that we leave at 4:30.
Right.
Just in case there's a breakdown. I totally get it. I totally understand. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I do believe, I really do, that Montreal will get a team again.
It's just a matter of
Did we congratulate the MLB Hall of Famers? And when did that go down? Because Tim Raines, who...
We did last week. Yes, we did.
You did?
Yes.
I don't remember. Was I even on last week?
Yes. No. Yes, you were.
Oh, yeah, I was.
Yes,
I was
because you were in L.A.
No, but it was from the weigh-in. All right.
Yeah.
All right. I know we only have a couple minutes left. Melvin Gilliard in a catch weight.
A designed catch weight.
But is this a Bellator fight night deal too? Because this is it.
This is Bellator 171.
Oh, it is 171.
Yep.
All right. And you know what I found interesting is, isn't the guy that Melvin lost to in his last fight on the undercard? Yet Melvin is the main event. Good for Melvin, by the way, who will be sending some new Melvin Gilliard t-shirts.
His last fight or his last loss?
I believe it was his last fight.
His last fight was overturned.
Right.
It's the co-main event. It's David Rickles versus Aaron Durow. He knocked out David Rickles.
But it's now a no contest.
But it's now a no contest because he tested positive for a non-performance enhancing drug.
All right. Yes. Melvin Gilliard, win or lose?
Win.
Of
against
course he wins.
Chidi and Jokwani.
Of course he wins.
Yes, I think he wins.
Main event, UFC Fight Night 1600.
Valentina Shevchenko versus Juliana Pena in UFC on Fox 23.
Who are you taking?
I have Pena in this one.
I do too. I was hoping you were going to take the other one and I could say I'm taking the flip side. But I will. And isn't she one of the four horsewomen?
Pena?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think she is.
Correct.
And then in the, I don't want to say bigger fight, but the fight that's going to be worth watching. Jorge Masvidal against Donald Cowboy Cerrone.
Cerrone. I think this is going to be a really good fight. This is fight of the night written
this
all over
it. This is fight of the year all over it. Are you kidding me? This is going to be outstanding. And if this was for a title fight, I would consider taking Masvidal, only because Cowboy has rolled forever, and then he had the title fight, and we know what happened in Orlando. But I'm going to take Cowboy. I always will. And then finally, in closing, NFC, AFC, who are you taking to the Pro Bowl?
AFC.
I could care less. All right. If you want to hit me up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
At KO Wiggs.
See everybody next week.
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay, WZHR Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
18 minutes in the East Room. I'm Michael Toscano. The shortest East Room news conference in memory, President Trump and British Prime Minister Theresa May sharing 18 minutes before an international press corps after their White House meeting. The Prime Minister saying she urged Mr. Trump to continue strong U.S. support for NATO and said she doesn't want him lifting sanctions on Russia.
As far as the U.K. is